This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about being prepared, a subject that probably everybody would agree is a good idea, but not all of us are willing to devote ourselves to actually being prepared. After the ball game, you know, when I get back from the trip, okay, there's always a good reason why it can wait. And it probably is not just being prepared for a bad storm, although that's pretty important. Parts of the country experience that, and it can be devastating days without public services. But even more serious things could occur, and it's something that people have actually gone through in our country. Carl Gallup writes about that. He's a pastor of a church and knows of churches that got caught flat-footed, and actually Carl Gallup has developed a ministry through his church to other churches to, as the title of his book says, Be Thou Prepared. Carl, thanks so much for sounding the warning for us.
Larry, thank you for having me on the show today. Yeah, it's my honor, and I'm thrilled that you have read the book, as so many other folks have. And you know, I want your audience to know, I've been the pastor of one church on the Gulf Coast for almost, in fact, I'm just starting my 30th year, so I've spent three decades in this church.
I think you're going to start getting the hang of it pretty soon.
Yeah, very soon. I think they're going to keep me. I'm not sure. I'm worried, you know, whether they were going to keep me or not, but prior to being in the ministry, I spent 10 years in Florida law enforcement with two different sheriff's offices, deputy sheriff, criminal investigations, etc. And so 40 years of life experience of dealing with death and trauma and disaster and emergencies and all of those things that go with it. And so what's happened recently in the last 10, 15 years with all the devastating hurricanes we've had along the Gulf Coast, Ivan and Katrina and Hurricane Dennis, and then, of course, just the conditions of the world. I mean, we're living, I believe, of course, I'm a Christian pastor, I believe we're living in very prophetic times, and we look at people in the Middle East, Christians in the Middle East, you know, and all that's happening, the refugee crisis and civil unrest in Missouri and around the nation and the threats of ISIS attacks and open borders. And so people have been asking me, gosh, I need to prepare, I want to prepare, but I don't know how to prepare, and I don't want to look like a crazy prepper. What do I do? So I wrote this book to give people the benefit of my 40 years of very professional, very hands-on experience with common sense, biblical, rational, reasonable, non-sensational, but very logistically viable preparation. And so that's why I wrote the book.
And you point out in the book that there's long Christian experience with this in the book of Acts in the very early church, still in the first century. The office of deacon was established precisely to prepare for the needs of those who weren't able to provide for themselves. And whether that was the widows of that time or whether it's somebody that just got pasted with a mega storm, that's been an important role of the church, not only because it's just a decent thing to do, but it's a great outreach to those that just hadn't been thinking about ultimate questions that all of a sudden a near-death experience might give them occasion to think about.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've nailed it Larry, I mean, everything you said, I say absolutely correct. And the one thing that you said just a second ago that's very important to me, and I really emphasize this in the book, is that, you know, there are many reasons why people prepare. Number one, like you said, it's the decent thing to do. Number two, it's the biblical thing to do. We're commanded by the scriptures to prepare, you know, to provide for our own families. And if we don't provide for our own, or if we don't even make an effort to, the Bible chastises those of us who would take that lazy way out. And but even more importantly, and this is what I emphasize in the book, for Christians and believers especially, I say to you, look, prepare to take care of your family so that when the day of emergency occurs, and a day of some kind of emergency will occur, whether it's a power outage for 2 or 3 days that you weren't expecting, or some major disaster like a Katrina that devastates your area for months or years, or whether it's something totally unforeseen like another terrorist attack or a civil unrest, Ferguson, Missouri. I mean, we don't know, but if you reasonably prepare and you are logistically squared away when that day comes, then if you and your family are okay, so to speak, you have provisions, then that frees you up. And this is the important thing. It frees up those who are prepared to begin to immediately minister to those around you, whether it's in your neighborhood or through your church and your church community. And I'm telling you, that's an amazing, amazing blessing of God. And I've experienced it. I've lived through those days where tragedy hit, and I immediately did an assessment of my own life and my own family. Are we prepared? Are we protected? Do we have food? Do we have shelter? Do we have water? Do we have clothing? Do we have medical supplies? Yes, 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 yes. Okay, then guess what? I'm now free to get out there and minister to other people who are not so blessed. And that's the key to it all, Larry.
I liked one of the words of warning that you had in the book, love the lazy brother, but do not feed him until he's willing to earn his keep. So
yeah,
it's actually a way of helping to train those that haven't been trained. And it's not just blind love, but it's, I guess some might call that tough love.
Yeah, well, it is. And it's a biblical principle. And the reason it's called tough love is because it's tough to do it.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
You know, it's tough to do it. It's not so much tough on them as it is tough on you, because you want to love people. You don't, you know, you want to help people, but there are people who are manipulators and who have become lazy, and they have developed an entitlement mentality, and they will play upon whatever power they have, whether it's because they have a cute smile or because they have a beautiful look, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They'll figure out the way.
And, it was involvement in my church's mercy ministry that I learned the word grifter.
Yeah.
It's a person that, yeah, you've heard it too.
Yeah.
It's a person that comes along, knows about diaconal ministries, knows that churches are there, and as you just said, they want to help. And you can be taken advantage of, and you've just got to learn how to protect the people that have given the money for you to use in God's name, not just throw it away on that grifter. Maybe the grifter can be helped, although that's a tough assignment.
Yeah.
But in any case, you help them until proven otherwise, and then you say goodbye.
That's exactly right. I've got several chapters, as you know, dealing with that very topic, as well as in the appendix section. And I do have a resource section and an appendix section. In the appendix section, I give some really good practical procedures and forms and things that can be used in ministering to people who come with their hand out. Some people come with their hand out, and they really need to be ministered to, and their needs are very legitimate, and they are legitimately hurting and need a little help, and you could do that. There are other people who, the grifters, who learn where to go and how to hold their hand out and how to hold their mouth just right so that people will take care
mm-hmm.
of them. So my book deals with that, and again, I've written this from the standpoint of a 10-year cop and 30-year pastor in one place. And so 40 years of experience in dealing in all of these things. God has given me a lot of wisdom. I've learned a lot of things along the way, and I've tried to put everything I know in about this topic in this book.
Talking with Pastor Carl Gallups today, he's written a book, Be Thou Prepared. And as you've just heard, it's based not on a whole bunch of theory, at least not unsupported with scripture and just hard life lesson over 40 years. We're going to be back. Don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour. It's
exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Carl Gallups. He's the pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, the author of Be Thou Prepared. The book is for equipping the church for the persecution and times of trouble. As you point out in the book, this is not a new experience for Christians. From the very beginning, Christians experienced persecution in the first century. Polycarp, probably a name not that well known among Christians, but just recently I had a chance to see probably a fairly old movie Hollywood had put out on Polycarp. And he was a magnificent person and had a fantastic witness. And so it goes throughout history. He paid with his life for his faith. Nero certainly did his best to extirpate Christianity. But that hasn't been possible. And all through these difficult times, Christians have been there to help. But I guess the phrase that you had to kind of bookend this discussion of this at this point, prepare to be persecuted. Maybe not in the sense that Nero's going to come and clap you in irons and toss you before the lions, but all kinds of persecution. There's a wide spectrum of ridicule and things that are far short of the worst that we imagine. And that's something that we ought to, I don't know, whenever I've encountered things of that sort, I just look at it as, well, I must be doing something right.
Yeah. Well, Larry, no, listen, you're right. And the term persecution is relative. I mean, surely. And persecution is persecution to the person who's being persecuted. So if living here in America, we are so blessed, the largest mm-hmm. Christian nation the world has ever seen as far as the total number of people who profess to be Christians. And the protections we have and the economy and the power and our military and the freedoms and the Constitution. And I know it's a daily struggle, and there are always powers trying to take our freedoms, and many of our freedoms are eroding, and the work you do to keep the Second Amendment so we can protect all of our freedoms is just amazing. We know all of that, but the fact remains, the worst persecution that we get in America, as far as any kind of legally sanctioned persecution, if you will, is we might lose a job because we say something too religious. We might get kicked out of a school because we, you know, mixed school, church and state. I mean, all
things that actually happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's bad. I mean, it's bad for those that it happens to. But when you compare that to our brothers and sisters in Mosul, Iraq, you know, hundreds of thousands who fled to the desert under the swords of ISIS and watched their daughters and wives raped and beheaded and their children killed and families torn asunder and tens of thousands of orphaned children and millions of refugees now. I mean, now, that's some persecution. They would love to just be fired from a job or kicked out of school if that was all, quote, all that they had to endure. So the word persecution is relative. But one of the points of my book, I deal with the persecution of Christians around the world as a topic. And by the way, it's the worst that it has ever been in mm-hmm. our day and time. But I also, I'm just trying to equip the American church. We need to get out of our stupor of thinking that just because Starbucks is open and our favorite game is on TV tonight, that all is right with the world. Because
as you point out, our own Department of Homeland Security has issued a document listing Christians along with Muslims as potential terrorists.
I've got I've got all of that documented in my book, as you well know, and it's profusely documented and from government resources, not just some conspiracy website. And I reprint some of the actual verbiage that are in those government documents, and it's quite shocking to people. And so what I'm trying to do is to help people, American citizens, whether you're a part of the faith community or not. Of course, I'm a Christian pastor, so my heart speaks first to the church, but just just to America in general. I'm trying to wake America up and Christians in the church that, look, we've got some tough days coming if we don't work and endeavor to protect the freedoms we have, First and Second Amendment especially, but the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the things that God has blessed us with that are the foundation of our history and heritage. If we take those for granted and let them flitter away, there's nothing to say that what's happening in the Middle East could not happen right here. The FBI has already said, and I quote this in my book, that they are tracking ISIS operatives and even cell groups within all 50 states of the United States right now.
And some of the political establishment, even on the Republican right, from time to time has experienced and evidenced some blindness. You reference Marco Rubio, who's one of the more conservative presidential contenders, having criticized then Congressman Bachman for having called out Huma Abedin and her ties. Well, she was an advisor to and an aide to Hillary Clinton, and having called her out for her ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is probably the primo terrorist organization in the world.
Yeah.
And Rubio calling that out, that tells me that there's almost a kind of, oh, if I don't acknowledge it, it'll just go away,
yeah,
form of thinking.
Yeah. Well, it's either that or something more nefarious and
even
insidious.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, than that, which is either way, it's terrible. But yes, no, I do reference that, and I know your listeners are highly educated folks and well informed. But let me just remind them in case they don't know much about the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood was founded in the 1920s, and aligned itself with Adolf Hitler in World War II for the purpose of attempting to ensure, number one, the annihilation of the Jewish race, and number two, to attempt to ensure that there would never be an Israel, nation of Israel in the land of what they were calling Palestine. And so out of the Muslim Brotherhood rose Al-Qaeda. And out of the Sunni Muslim tradition, which the Muslim Brotherhood is, eventually rose ISIS. So, I mean, these are the people who have made themselves enemies to Israel, to Christians, and to the United States, to the West. And our government has Muslim Brotherhood people within them, and people directly tied to the Muslim Brotherhood.
In the White House, as advisors.
Yes, exactly. And Michelle Bachman and five other congressmen on an intelligence committee. These were not, she didn't just do this as a lone ranger, as she didn't put on a tinfoil cap and just start slinging, documents around. They were investigating the possibility of some type of an encroachment upon or an insertion of Muslim Brotherhood into some very, very high-ranking positions in our government. Uma Abedin, as you mentioned, was brought in by the Clintons when Bill Clinton was president. She served as...
Let's pick up again when we get back with Huma Abedin, because she's still very much an item that we need to be thinking about. Talking with Carl Gallups, a pastor in Florida, about his book, Be Thou Prepared. Let's be back, folks, and we'll pick that up with Huma Abedin.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Carl Gallups, before he became pastor of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, was a cop. So he's dealt with runny noses and bad guys and grifters and not necessarily the best of humanity, as well as a lot of good guys, too. But it's not as if he's coming at this with a blank slate. He's got not only the scripture as a guide, but his own experience to help sort out what's going on. And we were talking about Huma Abedin as we went into the break. This is a gal married to Congressman Anthony Weiner, the famous subject of photographs, shall we say, and a thoroughly perverse couple, I'm sure. But the important point is she is the daughter, I think, of a founder or foundress of the Muslim Brotherhood's distaff affiliate. This is serious stuff. And she is the wife of a guy that was in Congress. Happily, he's no longer there because he disgraced himself. But we've had a penetration of our government. You and I were talking just briefly, Carl, about the Muslim Brotherhood types that are actually in the Obama White House. So we're talking about a real problem, and yet we've still got people that ought to know better who are saying, oh, come on, don't sound like you got your tinfoil hat on.
Yeah. Well, here's what I say to that, to all of that. First of all, having been in law enforcement for 10 years, having been a deputy sheriff and doing my own criminal investigations in one of those sheriff's offices, having been in criminal investigations, I am not offended when people say, you know, conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat. I mean, I grew out of that a long time ago because I know. I've been through the investigative schools. I've been through the police academies and all the special training courses. Almost every crime starts with a conspiracy, Larry. Somebody is conspiring, and usually there are several people involved. So a good law enforcement officer, a good investigator, a good journalist, anyone who's investigating anything, begins with the facts at hand, and you develop a theory, and you begin to explore the possible conspiracy that's involved, and you weed out the facts and separate truth from fiction until you finally reach a conclusion that something did occur or something did not occur. Hey, Larry, the United States War of Independence, the Revolution, the American Revolution, began with a conspiracy. I mean, you know.
As a matter of fact, I believe it was Paul Revere who was riding, whether or not he said the British are coming on horseback, he was riding to alarm John Adams, Sam Adams, and one of the other founding fathers, I think in John Adams' house, that the British were coming and they better get out of Dodge.
Yeah, right. And so that's my point, is that people say, well, you know, you're talking about Uma Abedin, you're just a conspiracy theorist. And my answer to that is, wait a minute, let's examine the facts before us. She was born and raised in the United States, educated in Michigan, was taken as a young lady back to Saudi Arabia with her parents. We know that her father, her mother, and her brother are all very, very deeply connected into the Muslim Brotherhood. Mother and father in high-ranking positions. Her father has since passed, I believe. I believe her mother is still living. Her brother still is. So she has extremely deep, deep connections to Saudi Arabia, Sunni Muslim, Sunni Islam, the Muslim Brotherhood. Her entire family heritage is deep within the Muslim Brotherhood, out of which came Al-Qaeda, and then through various veins, eventually ISIS. So she has this heritage, all right? Now, how did she get back in the United States? Well, when Bill Clinton became president, he and Hillary somehow had some connections to Saudi Arabia and to her family, perhaps when their family was in the United States. And but they went to Saudi Arabia and got Uma Abedin, brought her back, brought her into Washington, put her in the White House as one of Hillary Clinton's top aides.
And those connections are probably still current, hence
sure.
The funding of the Clinton Foundation,
exactly.
Which is kept so much in the dark because talking about it might be a tad embarrassing.
Might be. And then, of course, when Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State, who does she make Chief of Staff? Uma Abedin. Who is she married to? Anthony Weiner. Who is he? Well, he's a congressman, a Democrat congressman. And look at this. Who happens to be Jewish. Now, for a Sunni Muslim who's so ingrained into the Sunni Muslim system that her entire family is deeply involved in the Muslim Brotherhood, one of the most radical arms of Sunni Islam you can get, to marry a Jew? I mean, how does that happen without retribution? I mean, in the Middle East, we have mercy killings. I mean, even in the United States, we've had Muslim families do this when their daughters pulled a stunt like that.
It kind of suggests that maybe there's something more to it than meets the eye.
Well,
part of it, I guess, is called taqiyya, the willingness to lie if it suits your purposes as a Muslim.
Well, and that's the point I'm making. And at that point, you know, I just have to speculate because I've laid my facts out on the table. The things I've spoken of, we know. You know, what's up from there, people can guess. But the point is, it goes back to the point of my book. Look, we have to know these things. We have to prepare. If we don't work, as you and your organization, Gun Owners of America, if we don't work to preserve our freedoms, our rights, our ability to defend ourselves, we're going to be in for some tough, tough times in the future, because these are the kinds of things that are taking place. Muslim Brotherhood in the White House, Muslim Brotherhood in the Secretary of State's office, refugees coming in by the tens of thousands, like Donald Trump says. You know, we don't even vet these people. We don't know. ISIS bragging about putting Trojan horse operatives into our nation. FBI telling us that they're tracking ISIS operatives in all 50 states. I mean, Christians had better wake up. America had better wake up. And that's one of the major emphasis of my book.
Yeah, as you point out, there's probably not likely to be enough of an awakening if the pulpits remain as they are, relatively silent. Islam is kind of like the Nazism of our age. We've got to speak out about that, which is the most virulent of evils of our time. And Islam is on the march. Islam is no longer quiescent as it had been for a number of years. Perhaps the one good thing we can say about European colonialism. But that's not the case now. They are on the ascendancy, and their whole philosophy, it's perhaps not a theology, they certainly provide no way to get to heaven through Islam, but their whole philosophy is one of triumphalism. They think they're going to win. And at the moment, where's the evidence that they're not? Our own president has been facilitating them. Every place that's had upheaval in the Middle East ends up with the Muslim Brotherhood in charge. What an accident.
Yeah,
what a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, and according to his own writings, according to Obama's own books and writings, he comes out of the Sunni Muslim tradition himself. Now, I'm not claiming that he is a down on the prayer carpet five times a day praying to Mecca Muslim, but that's his heritage, that's his background, and he certainly does acquiesce to the Sunni Muslim tradition, as is evidenced by.
And whatever his allegiance, secret or open, to Islam, he hates America the way Muslims do, and that's not a secret.
Yeah. You know, people ask me all the time, Larry, thank you for saying that. People ask me, you know, what's wrong with this president? Why does he do this? Why does he do that? How in the world could he be thinking that? Why would he say that?
Let's answer those questions when we get back. I think you've put your finger on the biggie, and I sure hope we'll have time when we get back in our last segment to discuss why does the president do what he does with Islam. We're talking with Carl Gallups, pastor in Milton, Florida, and author of Be Thou Prepared.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for being with us today, folks. We've been talking with Carl Gallups, a pastor in Milton, Florida, Hickory Hammock Baptist Church. And he has written a book based on not only his understanding of Scripture, but his own life experience in part as a cop before becoming a pastor, Be Thou Prepared. And he's arguing that the Christian community better be prepared, because you just can't assume that bad stuff isn't going to happen, whether it's Katrina or whether it's Ferguson, whether it's an act of God or whether it's man-made. Trouble can happen, and it generally doesn't send something in the mail saying next week at 3 p.m. it's going to go through the fan. So being prepared means you've already done your preparations. That's part of what that word is all about. So we were talking about our president, who seems to be setting the stage for a need for massive preparedness. Yeah. Why does he do what he's doing?
Well, people ask me that question all the time, you know, and I'm blessed, as you are. I have a radio program and have been doing it for years. I've been a talk radio host for probably, I guess, 15 years. And so I've built quite a large audience. And people, you know, Obama will come out, he'll say something, he'll do something, he'll spit on the Constitution by some action, he'll go apologize for us in the Middle East, he'll, you know, he'll say, you know, I'm pro-marriage, and then he turns around and pushes the gay marriage agenda, and just, you know, and people ask me, say, well, you know, he's removing military officers, he's downsizing our military, he's taking the commanding officers out of our nuclear program. People are saying, what, why does he do that? And my answer has been, look, if you can get it through your head that he is not for us, then everything right. he's doing makes sense.
Exactly. Happily, I do hear fewer people saying, he is making so many mistakes. What a doofus.
Right.
That was a fairly common
yes.
Perception, even among conservatives,
yeah.
when the president first took office. Now I think many more realize that, no, actually, the guy's not a doofus. He may even play that role. Please don't be fooled. He's actually quite good at what he's doing.
Yes, he is. And as a matter of fact, his campaign promise, we are going to fundamentally change America. And in that sense, that is one thing that he has been extremely honest about.
That Amen has been to
his,
that.
Yeah, that has been his goal from the beginning and will be as long as he has any connection to power in this nation. He desperately wants to bring America down to size, whatever that means to him. And it comes from his background. And again, I was screaming this, Larry, as you probably were, before he ever took office, before he was ever elected. I was begging people, please don't vote for him. It hasn't, you know, of course, I was called a racist and all the marginalizing words.
Well, calling us racist was a lot easier than answering our arguments.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than dealing with facts. Exactly. I mean, there's nothing in my background ever. I have defied people on the radio. I said, my life is an open book. All of my life is public records. I've been in public service, ministry, cop. I said, I defy you to find any accusation of racism. Go back to my high school. I was the only white boy on our basketball team for 3 years during integration years. And I didn't run. I didn't mistreat people. I interacted. I played basketball. I stayed at my school when others left. So I defy you to say I'm a racist. No, I'm not. I deal with facts. And I had read Obama's materials and his books and some of his speeches. And I had looked at his voting record, which was more liberal than Teddy Kennedy's at the time, for the little bit that he was in the Senate and for the little bit that he showed up to vote. And I said to people, if you put this guy in office, he will fundamentally destroy America. He will dismantle it. That's what his agenda is. He writes about it, maybe not directly, but indirectly. He is not for us. Therefore, everything he's doing now makes sense. It's always made sense to me.
Sure. His whole background, his communist-leaning pro-Castro mother, his contacts in Hawaii, the left-wing money that sent him to Columbia and from there to Harvard. This is not a guy who ever apparently had contact with a conservative campus organization such as the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. He may well have had contact with the Socialist Club at Columbia, but we don't know what he did at Columbia because all of that is being kept quiet. And my guess is that between stinky grades and, you know, who knows, maybe he had a foreign student scholarship. And I don't think he was born abroad. But he may have lied to get one because he lied in the promotion of his first book. And you've no doubt seen the promotional material that his publicist made available.
Oh, yeah.
Read Barack Hussein Obama, foreign-born author's book.
It literally said, Larry, it literally said, born in Kenya, raised in Hawaii. That's what the literal words in his biography inside of his publishers, inside of the Jack, for 17 years they said that.
Yep. Now that's all hush-hush, and you've got to be some kind of a nut job to suggest that.
But you know how I usually shut people up who want to call me a nut job for even talking about what we're talking about? I will say, okay, answer this for me. The first American black president who immediately wins the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, how much more celebrated can you get? The most powerful position in the world and has been for the last 50, 60, 70 years. President of the United States, commander-in-chief of the most powerful military in the world, Nobel Peace Prize recipient. Not a single hospital in America claims his birth. Not a single one.
Especially since they do have hospitals in Hawaii.
Yeah, and the ones in Hawaii do not claim his birth. They will not. I mean, he wrote a letter to Kapi'olani Hospital on their 100th anniversary and congratulated them. And he said in his letter, place of my birth. But when officials have gone over to Kapi'olani and said, really? Is this it? I mean, you know, how come you don't have a plaque put up? How come you don't have a statue out front? How come you don't have some kind of a monument? Can you show us the records? Do you affirm he was born in this hospital? And the answer is no, 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 no. We can't. We won't.
You know, we don't have a whole lot of time left, and I wanted to celebrate the fact that you and I have a common friend, or a friend in common, might be a better way to put it, Charles van Wyk of South Africa, a man who's written the book Shooting Back. This is a Christian, a pastor, who carries a gun, as far as I know, every single second of the day.
And I do, too.
Maybe not in the shower unless he's got a waterproof Glock or something. But no, seriously, he's always armed. And yet, when he had a chance to shoot a guy who was killing people in a church, what was one of the first things Charles did? Went to the lockup after they captured the guy and presented the gospel to him.
Yes.
Now, that's really quite a testimony to what Christians do.
Yes. No. I was so honored. He wrote the foreword to this book, and I was so honored that he would be a part of this with me. And part of his story is retold in my book, as you know, and he retells part of it in the foreword. He's an amazing man. He's a great brother in the Lord, a godly man. He saved, you know, a thousand something lives that day. Now, tragically, many people were killed. But those terrorists that came into that church where he was worshiping and just happened to be armed, because he's always armed, and it's very, very difficult, he was explaining to me, to get a permit to carry, but because he also, I think, had been in law enforcement or the military or something, he was
military.
Able to get,
yeah.
And he was armed and was apparently the only armed person in that church. But when those terrorists came in that day, they had intended, they found out later, they had fully intended to kill every single soul in the building that day.
They thought it was going to be a gun-free zone and easy pickings.
Exactly. Yeah, it was going to be shooting fish in a barrel. But Mr. Van Wyk, that's how his name's pronounced. In the way it's written, he always gets called Charles Van Wyk. And he explained to me in a joke one day that one of his children heard somebody call him that, and they looked at him and said, "Daddy, who is Charles Van Wyk?" we don't know who that is, but it's actually pronounced, as you have said, Charles Van Wyk. But anyway, he pulled out his gun. And all he had was six shots. It was I think a .357 Magnum revolver or something like that at the time.
It was even more puny. It was a 5-shot .38 revolver. Charles is deeply embarrassed.
Maybe I was trying to man him up a little bit with the .357.
But you know, God used the puny little stones that David had in his bag, and Goliath came down same as those bad boys in the church that day. Carl Gallups has written Be Thou Prepared. I think if you're at a church, you better get a copy of this too. Be Thou Prepared, fellow Christian. Thanks so much, Pastor Gallups.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years
years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.